I'd really love to stay and have a soda, I said. But I have an early lunch date with a box of Fig Newtons. It's not good to go rushing around. You should stay and relax a little. Your date won't mind. I shifted my weight, trying to inch away while I enhanced the lie. Actually, it's a business luncheon with Sergeant Gazzara. I don't believe you, Ramirez said. His smile had turned tight, and the civility had slipped from his voice. I think you're lying about lunch. I felt tendrils of panic curl into my stomach, and I cautioned myself not to overreact. Ramirez was playing with me, showing off in front of his friends. Probably stung because I hadn't succumbed to his charms. Now we had to save face. I made a display of looking at my watch. Sorry you feel that way, but I'm supposed to meet Gazzara in 10 minutes. He's not going to be pleased if I'm late. I took a step backward, and Ramirez grabbed me by the scruff of my neck, his fingers digging in with enough force to make me hunch involuntarily. You're not going anywhere, Stephanie Plum, he whispered. The champ isn't done with you yet. The silence in the gym was oppressive. No one moved. No one voiced an objection. I looked at each of the men and received only blank stares back. No one's going to help me, I thought, feeling the first licks of real fear. I lowered my voice to match Ramirez's soft pitch. I came here as a member of the law enforcement community. I came looking for information to help me with the recovery of Joe Morelli, and I gave you no reason to misinterpret my intentions. I'm conducting myself as a professional, and I expect you to respect that. Ramirez dragged me closer. Something you gotta understand about the champ, he said. First off, you don't tell the champ about respect. And second, you gotta know the champ always gets what he wants. He gave me a shake. You know what the champ wants right now? The champ wants you to be nice to him, baby. Real nice. Gotta make up for refusing him. Show him some respect. His gaze shifted to my breasts. Maybe show him some fear. You afraid of me, bitch?